Hello.
Hey, Brian, it's Aubrey. Here with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. Yeah, I just want to go ahead and, you know, follow up with you for our meeting time. I did get your email. You have some concerns here, so I want to make sure we get all those out the way. So what's bothering you there? What's going on?
Starting over at the beginning of summer right now. I was down because I broke my leg last summer, so I'm hesitant. They're not doing anything, so I don't know. At least there's a presence, and I'm not happy with it. But I didn't pay them last month because their sign-on, I'm talking about the company I was with, their sign-on was double your initial investment or your money back.
Oh,
well, we're going on 4 months, and I have literally gotten no lead. All their help seems to be in other states, or it's in other countries, one of them being Colombia. And so they supposedly specialize in algorithms and targeting all this stuff. And she was calling me. I was talking to her more than I was focusing on work for like the first 2.5 months, and it was irritating.
Yikes.
So I don't know what to do right now. Obviously, I want to spend money to make money, but if money's slow right now because of whatever's going on around the economy in our area, and I'm waiting on permits and all this other stuff, I don't want to take something down when I need to sign more stuff. So I'm kind of puzzled on what I should do here.
Gotcha. So it's all down to pretty much the timing, right?
If you take this down
and this has to be done, It takes a lot of time.
Right? It's been time, but I gave them a chance. Normally, I stay with somebody for a year or 2 years, but they didn't do anything in 4 months. And they, like I said, they had this great big team, and they did all these video chats, and supposedly
right.
They had partners with Meta and this, that, and the other. And you could tell that their backdrops are all AI and all this other stuff, which, you know, that's fine in today's world, I guess, but they didn't do jack shit, and they haven't yet. So, I don't know. So what would be the initial sign-on? How long would it take before what would be the initial? I know you mentioned it yesterday.
So you want me to go over, like, the initial cost, or you want the timeline?
Yeah. Well, go over the initial cost, number one, real quick, because I got to go look at a roof somebody here in town. I advertise locally myself, and so most of the stuff I've been getting is because of myself. And so I've been doing this almost 30 years, and I live in a smaller area. But I'm trying to grow, and we did grow, got a shop and all this other stuff, and all of a sudden, stuff's slowing down, and I know the economy is scary around here. No offense, but Oregon's turning into California, and I like California to visit, but I don't like their politics.
Oh, yeah. Hey, me neither, man.
And so things are changing around here, and it's not for the better. Anyway. So, yeah, let's talk about the cost.
Yep. So that's the initial cost is $348, right? So that's the $249, which is your flat rate month to month, and the one-time $99 setup fee. But after that, it's just $249 every month.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and say yes. Let's do it.
All right. Excellent. Did you have any questions for me before we go ahead and start getting like the business information and things before we even go into processing payment and things like that?
How long am I going to be tied up doing this when I should be doing other stuff to keep afloat?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we specialize in, right? We do want you to be involved in your campaign. We don't want you to have to take your time out of your actual busy day to babysit, right?
Okay.
But we do keep up with you. So,
okay.
You can handle your day-to-day. The only time that you would have to take a little bit of time out of your day to speak with us is if you needed content changes, keywords added, you don't have enough time to do that on your own, promotions that you want to run, so you have to run that by your account management team so they can program that into your dashboard, things like that, right? After getting set up today, the only call you'll receive to get things started for you is your informational interview. So remember we were talking about the client interview? It's about 30 minutes. That's going over your content editing, quality control, things like that. After that, we're handling everything for you, but we do give you a dashboard so you can keep up with us, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, essentially that's not what I got so much stuff to keep up on, whether it's maintenance or this, that, the other, getting online. Really, that's the whole reason why I hire an SEO company, opposed to just starting one on myself and leaving it there.
Exactly. That's what we're here for. But we let you, keep up with us. You know what I mean? You can check the status pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's you don't do have it. To be taking time out to actively, work with us while we're doing that for you.
Okay. Let's do it before I change my mind.
Gotcha. All right. So let's go over your business information first here. Daily construction and remodeling. You did say that's spelled out even on the business licensing and things like that, right? The and.
Oh, geez. I don't remember. Hang on a minute. I'll look.
Yep. Not a problem. Not going to stop anything for you. Don't worry. And then, do you have LLC at the end of that?
Yeah.
For when you, okay. Perfect.
Okay. So
and the,
yep. My certificate, well, it's actually on renewal this next month, but yeah. So daily construction and no, it's the and sign remodeling LLC.
Perfect. And then the business address.
Well, P.O. Box 2496, and we have a physical, which is one right now, as long as I can keep afloat, 183 Sherman Street.
Absolutely. Sherman Street. You said 183, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And you want that hidden on Google, right?
The business, I tried that because Google doesn't allow you to use a P.O. box. The actual mm-hmm. business that we are a vendor for an Onyx shower line. That's kind of why we did this. You can go ahead and put that on there. But when I first started and I was doing it from home, I didn't want that on there and it still made it there anyway. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And then the, city?
It's Lebanon, Oregon, right outside of Albany.
Cool. So it is still Lebanon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to, for some reason, I always call it Lebanon, and I always get, a whole bunch of heat for that.
Yeah, that's a different country, but yes.
All right, perfect. And that's the 97355, right?
555, correct.
All right, excellent. And then we have first name, Brian, last name?
Fraser, F-R-A-S-U-R-E.
All right, perfect. And email address?
So do you want the company one that I gave you yesterday, or do you want a different one?
If you want me to use the company one, I can definitely throw that one in here instead for you, for sure. I just ask just in case, because some people do have, I'd rather use my personal email versus such and such.
Well, and that's kind of where I was at, but now I get so much spam and everything, it just doesn't matter anymore because half of them don't even get read.
Gotcha. Okay.
Only way I use email is if I'm communicating a deal or something. But, yeah, people that want to communicate just by email, I don't do it. If they're not calling me, we don't usually do business. Now, if we start that way and then we get an email for details, it's different. But
yeah, okay. So yeah, I'm asked. So I just wanted to make sure because we send over your initial invoice and thing, right? Right when terms and conditions are signed. You'll get your login for your dashboard and things like that. But I just want to make sure it goes to the right place,
Yeah, let's use a business one. And again, though, I've had problems with it getting lost in junk files constantly. So
gotcha.
Send it to the business one. What am I looking for? I don't.
Yeah, so once we get everything done here, you'll see a welcome to Local Splash and your initial invoice. That'll have your terms and conditions. After that, you really won't need the email other than to set your client interview. And then, it's not for customers. It's for the information, Google verifications and things from us.
Which is always a hassle every time I change, but okay.
We make it real easy. Trust me. I know it's stressful. We make it easy for you.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then for the payment detail, that's all going to be the same address for 183
yes.
Sherman and all that? Okay.
P.O. Box 2496.
2496. Okay. And then that's the same place, Lebanon, Oregon?
Yes.
973?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And is that MasterCard, Visa?
I don't know. What's in your wallet? I'm just kidding. Hang on a second. I'm parking my motor.
I haven't heard
hold
that
on a minute.
In so long. They don't have catchphrases anymore. My goodness.
Okay. Let's see. I guess this will be Visa.
All right.
Wait a minute. Is this going to be reoccurring monthly after?
Correct. Yep. It's $249 month to month.
What's that? So I mean, this after the initial, you'll have this saved for reoccurring is what I'm asking.
Hi. Yeah. It'll be set for the 28th every month.
All right. In that case, that changes what I'm going to do. Hang on a minute. Okay. Spark Visa. Let's do that. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
480-402-1392-9911-8453.
All right. Just make sure I got that correct. 480-1392-9911-8453.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. And the expiration?
0130.
January 2030. All right. And the security code?
195.
195. Excellent. So we do want to create a security question here for you. Added security, of course. You can use mother's maiden name, first pet, or city you were born in.
Corvallis.
You said which one?
I was born in Corvallis.
Gotcha. You said Corvallis. C-O-R-V-A-L-L-U-S.
C-A-R-V-A-L-L-I-S.
Oh, I was way off. Okay.
All right. Oregon State Beavers, you know, I don't know if you follow sports or not, but
I don't. I'm not a big sports guy. I'm a,
well,
I'm a nerd.
I'm not either these days, however, but okay.
Perfect. Can you spell it one more time for me? I want to make sure I have it right.
What did I say? C-O-R-V-A-L-L-I-S. I'm pretty certain there's two L's in it.
All right, perfect. So these will always be lowercase. Anytime you need to, maybe if you forgot your password or you need to get back into your dashboard for whatever reason, they'll always be lowercase for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, before I process your payment here, I do have to take you through our voice verification. Another added layer of protection for you here. If I'm going too fast, please, I want to make sure you have all your information. Tell me to shut up. And I'll roll it back for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Daily Construction and Remodeling LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Frazier. I am the owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get the results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors that are not related to Local Splash. That's why we made your security question, so that you can verify that everything is coming from us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will all come from the same 877 number.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Go ahead and say that 877 number is Local Splash in your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the voice verification, it's essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, any other forms of GBP verification. We do kindly ask that you submit these within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents may result in suspension or delays. Do you agree to submit these within 7 days or a reasonable time frame?
Yes, but that being said, I'm on renewals right now. I'm waiting for my new insurance stuff to get to me. They sent me one to proofread. Not only that, next month I have renewals with my license, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I put all that in your notes. Yeah, I put all that in your notes for you. It's just, you know, I have to read these disclosures.
Got it.
All right. Perfect, perfect. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That's the 28th of May in the total amount of $348, non-refundable. When the second payment is completed, your account will automatically renew each month, again, the 28th, and that'll be in $249. That'll be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. Just contact our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, just contact us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. You have local splash agents all over the world available 24/7. Okay? Do you agree and understand to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and process this for you here. You'll see a email here we were discussing earlier. Keep a lookout for that here. And while that's coming over to you, all we have to do now is set your client interview. Let me actually see what days we have available. You wouldn't be available for that today, right?
Maybe I need to go look at
like
it real
quick. Yeah, it's like an hour left today.
I have an estimate schedule here. Actually, in a few minutes, I need to load the ladder and go. So.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. All right, so we will set, how about tomorrow or Friday?
I probably have time tomorrow.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
It'll be the last time you have to take 30 minutes out of your day. Don't worry. Right. Excellent. Okay. Here we are. Okay, so you said tomorrow, so I do have a slot for, let's see, 7 is taken, 8 is unavailable. You know what? Maybe this will be a little easier. What time do you think you'll be available tomorrow?
I would say any time after 11 was going to be best.
After 11, okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, so let's say 12 to 1 is unavailable just company-wide in general. Okay, so how about 2?
Okay.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So we'll set that for 2. Give me 1 second here. Did that email get to you by any chance? Are you seeing that email popping up?
I didn't, but I'm getting a business call. I did not. How much longer do we got?
So you can, I can let you take that business call here really quickly and give you a call back in like 15 minutes to finish. I know business calls are important, and then we can finish setting your time and things like that, okay?
It's going to stop beeping at any moment. Hang on. Hello? Hello?
Still me.
What the heck? Yeah, they must have hung up.
I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
Okay.
So really quickly here, let's see. So I sent that over here. One more time, can you go over the card number for me? That did not update for you. I have the 0130. I just don't have the number.
Okay, Ryan? Are you ready?
Yeah.
4802-1392-9911-8453.
All right, perfect. And the security code one more time?
195.
195. Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and process that for you here. Sit tight for me. Okay. All right, perfect. So it does say that I sent you over your initial invoice. Just let me know if you see that really quick. That'll be local splash, initial invoice.
I don't see anything yet.
Give it just a second. It's still processing your payment. So once it's done, it'll send it over to you. But it says sent. You just have to wait for it to get through there. Perfect. And then you said 2 o'clock. Let me set that here for you while we are waiting on the confirmation for you. Okay. And Oregon is Eastern time, right? It does say Eastern time here. I just want to make sure.
Oregon?
Yeah.
It's West Coast.
Oh, it is West Coast. Okay. See, that's why I asked. Time zones kill me, I'm telling you. All right, perfect. So 2 o'clock. That's local splash.
Okay, I got client
interview. You got it? Perfect. So when you open the initial invoice, you'll see a little blue link there. Go ahead and click that. That'll take you to your terms and conditions. You'll see 3 boxes and 2 orange boxes. The 2 orange ones are for signature and date, of course. Check mark the 3. Make sure everything looks good to you. And then go ahead and submit that, and it'll take you to your dashboard. So let me know when that happens for you. If it gives you a little trouble submitting it, if you're on phone, you might have to turn it sideways. All right, perfect. I just sent the invite for your client interview as well for the calendar. That'll pop up in a second after you finish everything here. Make sure that looks right for you as well. All right, perfect. So I did get your confirmation for terms and conditions. Excellent. Your dashboard email for your login. Username will always be your phone number. Password will be in that email for you. You can change your password. I definitely recommend doing so.
Okay.
All right. And then the client interview email, do you see that?
I got another one, I think, but yeah.
All right, perfect. So that'll just be the confirmation for your client interview. You would just accept that, and they'll send the confirmation over to the team. Now, that will be set for 2 p.m. Tomorrow. Did you want me to call you and introduce you to the team, or is it okay if they just contact you directly? It all come from the 877 number, so that's not going to be a different number.
Yeah, that's whatever's fine. Right now, I'm just thinking about getting to that. You're off across town, so okay, whatever else.
Oh, yeah.
2 o'clock.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yep, you're all set here, man. Let me welcome to the local Splash family here. Cannot wait to see your results. I do want to let you get back to work. I definitely have been eating into your time there. I do apologize. And we'll go ahead and give you that call tomorrow around 2.
You know, the irony of this, and it's really puzzling to me, because they seem to, I was using Simply. I don't know if you've heard of them, but everything I do, they get emails, and it's like they notice. Yeah, but they have additional numbers tied to my number, and you guys don't do that, do you? Because I want my actual number out.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, we don't do that.
Okay. Awesome. And that being said, I looked at what I could find, and it looks like this might work. I mean, it's worth a try to me. So anyway, I appreciate the call. The irony is yesterday I sent them an email telling them that I was getting ready to leave, and then I got a call from your company about an hour later. So,
I get the coincidence. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna be the last company you ever need. I promise.
All right, sir. I will talk to your team tomorrow. And sorry, I have to rush off here, but I gotta get.
Absolutely. You take care, man.
You too.
Bye bye.